It's Wednesday, February the 5th, and you're tuned in to the Chambi Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world, second month into 2020.
I didn't wash out this cup fully.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. You're responsible for washing your own dishes here.
Yeah, my water has pulp in it.
Well, again, you're responsible. But anyways, yes, that's where we are.
We're in the Febs, baby.
Month two, baby. You guys, you did it.
Are you ready for Sad Day?
We had Quitter's Day.
Singles Appreciation Day.
What's that day?
Singles Appreciation
Day. What's that? What day is that?
It's a alternative Holloway.
Holloway.
It's an alternative holiday to Valentine's Day.
But it's on Valentine's Day.
I forget.
Okay.
I can look it up.
All right.
It's for all the single peeps.
Like you? And me?
Yeah, of course. No.
Fucking losers.
Single on Valentine?
Speaking of which, there she is.
Come on. What do you think we are? Nerds? No, of course not.
Speaking of Valentine...
Turn that shit on.
Sorry.
It's boys' night. Sorry. What's going on?
That's the downside of not being single. But,
Saturday, February 15th.
Oh, that's Singles Day.
Singles Awareness Day.
So that's when I'm taking my girlfriend out, so that when all the singles are out, we can just be out there.
Just be obnoxious as fuck.
Be obnoxiously cute. That's what I'm going to do.
That's the way to be.
You know what, though? Now that I'm working in the Toronto scene, mm-hmm. and Valentine's Day is a big, it's all commercialized, mm-hmm. right? Like every holiday. Mm-hmm. Shit is real expensive out there.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap.
No joke.
Like, I'm not going to lie. I do flowers.
Maybe that's why I've been single for so long.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever, in the history of my life, bought any girl flowers. Not even my mother.
It's always tough because, because everyone has flowers in, like, their own garden. So you know how cheap they are.
Yeah.
But then when you realize how much, like, they cost. Like,
during the one day of the year.
Yeah, man. And it's like, man, am I really going to send this girl flowers to her office? And it's like,
no.
That's expensive.
Don't do it. It's a trap.
No, too late.
That's a trap.
It's too late. It's too late.
You've been trapped.
Anyways, that's the V-Day update.
Wait. Okay. I'm gonna ask you specifics later. Oh. I need to know how you plan this.
How I plan what?
Yeah, how you plan these flowers. Because there's extraneous circumstances that'll...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That could be an issue, let's say.
I know what you're getting at, and I'll tell you right now, we have contingency plans.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay. Yes. So, but for all of you that are celebrating, or not, I don't know. Have fun.
Yeah. You know what the upside this, if you're single or not single?
Tell me.
The day after, discount chocolate.
Yeah.
That's the upside. Discounted chocolate for everybody.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, that was LinkedIn.
That was you. Come on, man.
That was my...
Turn your phone off.
That was my...
She don't... Why are you reading her message now?
Listen, no, it's LinkedIn. I have one invitation...
What are you doing?
...waiting for me on LinkedIn.
Why? I don't need to see your fucking cringy-ass texts right now.
Listen, okay? I have professional business happening over here.
Oh, is that what you...
Yeah.
Is that how you've identified your relationship? Professional business?
My identity with LinkedIn, sure.
Oh, is that her name? Is that what you call her?
Yeah, I call her LinkedIn.
Okay, sure. Let's get on course with a question to chew on.
Go.
Paul Chu writes in, like the movie theater industry has done.
What? Oh, that was a sentence. I know there's a sentence in there. That probably wasn't it.
Like the movie theater industry has had to do with their premium seating / dining to make seeing a movie a special event.
Mm-hmm.
What is the next industry that will be forced to change its methods in order to stay relevant? Do you have any suggestions for them?
Here's my theory about this question. I have a theory about the question, not about what he's asking.
Tell me.
My theory is that Paul works as a marketing director for some sort of firm.
And he's trying to outsource.
He's outsourcing information.
Damn,
and
Paul.
And he's trying to get free shit.
How dare you, Paulimus Chewimus?
How could you?
How could you?
We trusted you.
What would your mom think?
She'd be like, get that money, son.
Yeah, it's true. She'd be like, happy Chinese New Year. Hope you get rich.
I'm pretty sure Paul's Asian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be. He must be. What's that industry? What's that industry? You got an idea? You got anything you want to go with on here?
What could be the next thing to adultify?
Adultify, but like, let's just say disrupt the market. So
fuck off! I'm gonna disrupt the market by taking all the vowels out of my product name.
That's all I'm saying, man. How can you disrupt the market?
But it's saying with like S-Y, like there's no A in there. S-Y-N, saying.
Okay.
I don't know. What could it be? Like, I think video games are kind of safe in the
home. 2 seconds.
Is the producer here?
He has arrived on the scene.
Welcome.
What up? Welcome to the show, TJ.
How was sushi without us, jerk?
It was not enough.
I see you brought us no leftovers.
We literally just started.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
You can get on this too.
This is all in the show, by the way. Yeah,
we don't edit anymore.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Paul asks, like movies, how they've made like VIP theaters and like dinners and like a whole experience while you're out. What do you think the next big thing is going to be for like what area of entertainment or like going out? Like, what do you think they're going to have to adultify, or as Vince cringily put it, disrupt the
market? How are they going to disrupt the market?
God damn it. That's a tough one. I was thinking, like, you know how you can do grocery shopping through your phone now?
Yeah.
And then you just pick up your groceries already bagged? Like, what if they just had that for, like, staples?
You know they can deliver it to your house and place it inside your house?
That's creepy as shit. I know Amazon tried to do that, where you put a camera inside your house, and then the person can, like, walk inside your house.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. Did they actually release that product?
Amazon Key?
Did they release Amazon Key? I thought they canceled it.
It was like a pilot, I think. Yeah. It was only in California.
And everyone's like, why the fuck would I want a random person in my house?
Exactly.
I don't know. Like, the thing to me is, even a lot of the conveniences and like that kind of stuff we have now, I don't even care for now. Right? Like VIP theaters, like beer in movies and stuff, like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I barely buy popcorn when I go see a movie.
I see.
I just walk into the theater, ticket in hand, and I see the movie.
Yeah.
And then I leave.
Okay. See.
So
you have no idea then what?
I have no clue because
I have a real answer.
Go.
So, do you guys know what I do at work?
You're the Funovator.
So my team.
You're in charge of Funovation.
Specifically. Okay, I think I've talked about this before. I work in a commercial real estate company.
Yes.
And we manage shopping malls and office towers.
Yes.
My team specifically is the innovation team.
Innovation
team. So the reason I said disrupt the market is because I say that every day.
Do you really say that? Like in a real business meeting?
Yes, I do.
You're a garbage person.
Yes, I do.
You're a terrible person.
My job. Not my job specifically, but I manage all the people who are looking for ways and ideas and how we can change and evolve shopping at malls. So the idea is, like, I'll give you one example.
Okay.
We have a shopping app like Amazon.
Yes. So but it's connected to all the stores in the mall.
You got it.
All
right. And we recently tried to do some wayfinding so that you have 3D navigation within your phone.
All right.
So you buy the product. But okay. The idea, yes, you're right. Oh, don't get me wrong.
It's invasive as fuck.
It's all, everything I do is invasive. Okay. Sometimes I'm reading these NDAs and I'm like, what the fuck? Anyways, I'll just tell you like the gist, like the pie in the sky idea is you're on your phone. You're like, oh, let me buy this online, but I want it now. Mm-hmm. I'm at the mall and I don't know where to go. So you're at the mall, but the mall has 3D wayfinding.
Yes.
You buy your product, tells you which store, you can use your navigation to get there, and the store already has it set aside for you to pick up.
Okay, that doesn't sound.
It's not too super. Bad. It's not super, super mind blowing. But it's ideas like that, that basically, that's what I do day to day.
It feels like that's for the amount of work that you would have to put in for that app.
Oh yes,
right, because it's 3D wayfinding.
Yes,
in a very crowded place.
Yes.
I would imagine you have to hook up to some sort of mall Wi-Fi so it can do some sort of...
We have different APIs for that, okay, so don't worry about it.
Here's the thing.
Mm.
It's so small that who cares? Right? This is where I'm the old man yelling at the cloud and be like, hey man, you really want that thing? Go to the store. Like, you're in the mall. Just walk there.
What if they can't find it?
What do you mean they can't find it? They have to find it when they buy it on the app, so they can find it when you're in the store.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Or like.
Or you can just be like, hey guy, I saw this on your thing. Can you get it?
Yeah.
Right? That's basically what it is, but you're saving 10 steps.
Yes.
And 2 minutes.
You understand then. It's the convenience.
But the convenience is so minute that who cares?
People with more money have less tolerance.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. Because coronavirus.
Oh, God.
It's taken out all those big spenders.
I mean, you have a point, but this is also just a one-off. There you go. That's what I do for work.
Yeah, I don't.
And I'm telling you right now, all our ideas suck. But
I need a job.
But I need to be employed, and I need my paycheck.
That's the thing. It's really hard to come up with those type of innovations because been done, right?
Well, that's the idea. That's the whole point of innovate. Like, you got to think of outside the box.
But the thing is, like, I think the box is, like...
Then you're not cut out. You're not cut out for innovation, my friend.
I don't know if it's a box anymore. You're just, like, punching down garbage.
Like, well, you don't even know then. You have no clue.
I guess. I'll tell you right now. In school, marketing currently, least favorite class.
I'm not in marketing.
You're basically marketing. You're marketing new ideas. You're marketing innovation.
I'm disrupting the market.
With marketing.
With digital platforms that can...
Digital marketing platforms.
That can enhance the customer experience.
Oh, through the CRM pipeline.
I have decided that I'm not having this conversation with a man with as little education as possible.
How's your CDM programs happening? Are they pumping out good...
I can't talk about that. I can't talk...
I literally can't talk
about that. I can't talk about that one.
I know the lingo. I just think it's garbage. I think it's for garbage people.
Anyways, it's a snapshot into my real life.
It's not fun. That does not sound great.
Well, you're right.
Remember that time you had a YouTube channel?
Yeah.
That sounded way better.
Yeah.
That sounded way better.
But my YouTube channel doesn't pay me nearly as much as my job pays
me. Yeah, because you stopped 3 years ago.
But my YouTube channel doesn't... But I do more work on my YouTube channel than I do at actual
work. Yeah, but eventually exponential growth is a thing.
I just don't believe in
it.
And
the amount of work you do will definitely be way less than what you'll be paying.
I don't believe in the current YouTube algorithm that I would be supported financially.
You would 100% be supported financially. What are you talking about?
No.
You don't swear. It's just straight review. You don't use any copyrighted material.
That you know.
You're very family friend. I know what copyrighted material you use, but the algorithm doesn't know that. Not even a lot of, like, people know what that is, right? Yeah, you would have been swinging in the money.
Well,
you and PewDiePie would have been hanging out.
Too
you
fucking
and that Lego
late.
Kid would have
oh,
had a collab.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A collab.
Yeah.
A collab, yeah.
You know, like, hey, kid, I heard you love Technics.
Technics.
But let me tell you about Gundam. Next level Technics.
Okay. Well, thank you for your question, Paul. As a courtesy, please tell us what you do as a marketing director.
Yeah, please tell us.
Because I need to bring ideas back to my boss. So come on, hurry up.
We can bounce off each other.
Yeah, I
just don't think about that kind of stuff because I think even modern day, quote unquote, innovations are lame.
How do you think they would innovate concerts?
They would allow you to buy a ticket.
Now that's thinking with your head.
Period.
Wow.
Right?
That...
Oh, man. Robots didn't steal all your fucking tickets before. Oh, man. I got so lucky. So me and my dad, we bought tickets to the Toronto show for Roger Waters. If you don't know who he is, he's the guitar player in Pink Floyd.
Okay.
Very famous. Tickets are not cheap.
It's like Jim Jefferies.
Who?
Yeah, that's the one.
Is that? I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
So, yeah, I'm going to go see Roger Waters. Got lucky. for half an hour, I was refreshing this page to because the cart wouldn't accept my seats. Like,
damn.
They were just like, hey, I know you picked these seats and I know they're open, but also,
let's do it.
I don't want your money. Like, I don't need it. And I'm like, damn, Ticketmaster, you're just scalping like a motherfucker.
Damn.
Yeah, that would be, that's the major innovation, that I can actually use their website for the intended purpose.
Whoa.
That's the majorest innovation I can think of.
Whoa. Wow. Okay. Good to know.
And somehow make Canadian websites not suck dick.
No.
that ain't gonna happen.
No. Come on. You're thinking
all the web developers go to the States and China.
You're thinking too. No. No. You know what? We got a second question.
All right.
Joe Hazel. Mm-hmm. Joseph Hazel.
Oh, Joseph.
He's jonesing to know questions.
So.
Okay. Custom nerdy text/call notifications. I'm sure you've had them. I'm currently rocking Giorno's piano theme for text, but have most loved Mirror's Edge, X-Men cartoon, and Jet Set Radio themes in the past. What are some of your favorites you've had, and how often do you change them out?
I think the most frequent one I had over phones was Metal Gear Solid Codec.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yep.
But the one I had that I had to change because I almost gave an old lady a heart attack was the Killer 7 Heaven Smile laugh.
Why? That's just so evil.
This one?
Yeah, why? That's so evil.
I had it as a text message.
That's so evil.
That's why I had it. I was like, man, this is evil as fuck. That's cool as shit. And I was in a Chapters and it went off like my phone was on full blast.
Yeah.
And this old lady like went, ah! And then dropped her book. And I was like, I almost killed that old lady with my sound effect. Damn. I need to take this off.
I too had the Metal Gear codec. I think everyone has that.
I think
though.
Everyone had that. That's
that's the easy one, right?
Yeah, that's the easy one.
The one that I really liked that I always knew pissed people off was the Navi from Ocarina of Time. Hey, listen.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Every time you get a text message, hey, listen.
A lot of short sound effects. Mario coin.
Yeah.
I had the thwomp for a while.
Oh, did you?
Ooh.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if this one actually counts because it's not a nerdy thing. Unless it's just a throwback. But I had the ICQ. Uh-oh.
That's nerdy as fuck. That's ICQ, man. That's yeah. OG gangster.
And old people be like, whoa.
You just out all the dorks. You're like, I gotcha, bitch.
Yeah. Like, I had that. And I was in the IT section. And they're like, whoa. Yeah. That was one of my favorites. And then, but my all-star one was always from Power Rangers. I don't know if you remember it, but their watch used to do this thing. It was like, dit, 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 dit.
So that's the thing. I can never tell the difference between that and the Kim Possible one.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty similar.
Right?
Yeah, yeah,
every
yeah,
time
yeah.
I hear one or the other, I always get it wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's what I had.
What was the Kim Possible?
I don't know. I didn't watch Kim Possible, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, those are mine. Those are mine.
I learned a valuable lesson though during that era of owning phones.
Yeah.
Which is never set a song you really like as your alarm. Cause you will end up fucking hating it. For a couple years I couldn't listen to what was it? That one theme from Final Fantasy X. Where it was the metal song. It's like dun-dun-dun-dun. I set that as my like alarm. Right? Because it's like, oh, it's really abrupt. It'll wake me up. It'll do whatever.
Mm.
And I had it for about 3 to 6 months. And I fucking hated that song for so long. It was like only up until maybe last year that I could like actually listen to it now without having those Vietnam flashbacks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear you.
Because I hate waking up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
There's a lot of easy one. Final Fantasy fanfare. Yeah.
I think I'm going to put the ICQ one back on.
Yeah, just out all the dorks.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, what was, did AOL Messenger have a...
So, AIM wasn't that really big growing up. Yeah.
Because X-Fire had one.
What was MSN's?
Oh, I don't remember.
It was just kind of just like a sound, though. It's like a drink. Or something.
I don't know if anyone will remember that.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, you're right. Because it was kind of just a generic sound.
Yeah.
Like, if I heard it now, I could pick it out. Mm-hmm. But it's not like a signature sound.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's not something you're going to hear in a crowd and then be like, I heard that. What is it?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Thanks, Joe.
Oh, I want to think of better ones now.
Yeah.
The Mappy theme?
No, that's too deep. That's too deep.
Spelunker sound soundtrack.
No, that's again. Oh, I had the Final Fantasy VII Victory Fanfare. There you go.
I had the Final Fantasy X one.
That's too fancy. That's too fancy. It's too much.
Man, there's so many good ones.
Yeah.
I remember, so here, I'm going to tell a little story. One of my friends that he shall be unnamed.
Jonathan.
Why you got to call him out like that? So one of my friends, he shall be unnamed. He took it to the next level where he changed all of the sound effects on his PC. So you know when you like get an update alert?
Yeah.
You shut down your computer?
Yeah, I've done that before.
You double click. You can set a sound to all of those. Mm-hmm. And his computer were different levels of anime girls screaming or moaning.
Oh my god.
So you would like double click a file folder and you'd hear like, ugh. Or you would shut down the computer and you'd be like, ugh! Like just super loud, really long. Like the whole shutdown was this girl just fucking screaming in either murder or ecstasy. I couldn't figure out which.
Fuck, man.
That was some next level weeb shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that was when I was a part of my ex-girlfriend's university anime club.
Yeah.
And that's like, that was like my second time meeting this dude.
Whoa.
We are now, he is now one of my best friends.
Oh, it's this friend.
It's, oh. You know who it is. Oh. It's that one.
Oh man, Jonathan.
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 What an absolute mad lad.
Wow. Yeah, okay, I can see that. Yeah, that checks out. Okay. Oh, okay. I see. Hot stuff. Okay. Sick.
It kind of makes me want to do it now that I have a new laptop.
You know, now they just have like custom themes. You can just get them all changed at once.
You want to know the ultimate custom theme? Mm. When I was in computer science, I would always keep my laptop in my bag.
Yeah.
Because the friends I made in the computer science lab, one of them made a virus USB drive.
Oh, what the fuck?
So, on the USB drive was a executable that would run upon detecting the fact that it was connected to a computer. Whoa. So, it was automatic execution. It would bypass commands. Like, he was Hacker Man. And what it did is that it changed your background and every single icon of every different file type to different pictures of Nicolas Cage.
Oh my god.
And he did that to some guy's computer. He just plugged it in and it ran an executable while he wasn't there and then took it out and closed the laptop.
That's so mean. That's so mean.
It was funny as fuck. But after that, all of us kept our laptops in our bag. Like,
yeah, man.
We
like,
did not
like
take
watch
it out
a
for
watch
shit.
A watch a back.
Yeah, pretty much. It was fucking ridiculous.
Fuck. Okay. All right. That's cool.
It was the perfect crime.
I guess so.
Except we all know who did it.
Yeah. All right. And with that, picks of the week.
Oh yeah.
Because this is a show where this is still a professional show.
We got picks, baby.
Yo, where do you want to start?
You want to start with mine?
Sure.
Or do you want to do yours?
I got one. Right. We're talking about mine.
All right, go.
Final Fantasy VII Remake has the... What is it? The launch trailer? Is it the official trailer? Is it the trailer?
I'm going to give you a spoiler.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
Oh!
I didn't even know it came out.
Dude. Trailer's bananas.
All right.
It looks like a real game.
It looks like a real one-third of a game?
Yeah, it looks like a real game. It looks like a real-ass game. It looks like it goes further than anyone thought it would go.
They go outside of Midgar?
No.
I thought that it was going to get to, I'm going to leave Midgar, and then it's roll credits.
No, but then they do the whole, like, oh, but by the way,
DLC.
We've changed the story.
They've changed it.
And there's another character, and then you're like, what?
There's a new character.
Who? Yo, my boy, who is this?
Okay.
Red 13's here.
That early?
Yes. Aerith is captured.
Captured?
They show Cloud dressed as a girl.
Of course, you gotta do that.
Like, he's in the thing.
That's the one.
Yeah. Tifa's like...
Is he in a Ferris wheel with Barrett?
They didn't show that.
Okay.
It's looking like a game that I want to play.
I should...
I should beat Final Fantasy VII. I'm going to replay Final Fantasy VII first. I think I need to.
Oh.
I need to.
Are we going
to
start a game club?
I don't know if I can commit to it.
Are we going to start a game club?
We might need to.
Because you know what? I know you own a PSP Go.
Why would I play it on the PSP Go?
Because you could take it anywhere.
Isn't it on the Switch?
Is it on the Switch?
I know 9 is, so 7 must be.
Is it the 7 with like the fast-forwarding PC mods? Shit? Yep. Oh, baby. That sounds pretty good.
When you say it like that, it is.
But what if you took the extra step and you played it on your PSP?
But I can charge my Switch at work.
You can charge your PSP at work.
No.
Yeah,
you just No, my work has USB-C cables everywhere.
Yeah, but you just bring a plug. Plug into an outlet.
I don't have outlets.
I only have USB-C ports.
That's all we have now, okay? It's the future. We're so far ahead in the future.
But they're all USB-A.
Yeah, but no, the trailer's bananas. Check it out when you get a chance.
You know what? We'll watch it.
I'm not going to lie. It's not the most bananas trailers this week.
But it's the fact that there's a trailer.
But there's a trailer. And
it's a real video game.
It's a real video game.
Yeah, we're having the Kingdom Hearts 3 effect.
Like, it's happening.
Until it's in my hands.
I know, but now it's like I just paid for the Ultra First Class Soldier Edition.
Yeah, so like, that was you got it taken away from you.
I did.
And then Square Enix is like, no, we want your money.
Yeah.
No, we were just joshing.
Here's your ability to buy it again. And I said, okay.
My bad.
I was having lunch and I'm like, oh. And I'm like, oh, cool. I could buy it again. And a friend of mine, she was like, what are you buying? And I'm like, video game. And she's like, oh, $400? I'm like, yeah, it's American. She's like, what? I knew you were getting paid well, but holy fuck.
Is this your boss?
No.
Is she peering into your phone?
No.
All right. That's great. Nope. That's fantastic.
Yep.
I love that you're making these decisions, these financial decisions.
Over lunch, yep.
Because I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Oh, that's a shame, really.
Even though I'm spending that money on boxes, but whatever.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
So that was it?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to run through the easy ones.
Okay.
Dan Houser, co-founder of Rockstar. Leaving the company.
Finally.
He was on sabbatical since last year.
Finally.
And he's just like, man, yo, vacations are fucking great. Let's go on one permanently.
Yeah, and let's be real here. Like, he's leaving the company, but he still probably, like, has ownership or share. Like, he's getting paid still.
He's getting paid still. He's got stock options.
Yeah.
Like, he's the co-founder of the company.
Yeah. So right? It's not like he's gone.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're going to keep him on as, like, consulting advisor or some shit, some sort of board member.
Oh, that's what you do to make the money.
Right? That's what you gotta. He's going to do some speeches at schools and shit. Look what Reggie started doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
He's making the big bucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is big news in the gaming sphere because Dan Houser, kind of a legendary figure in video games. Like, he helped create Grand Theft Auto, arguably the biggest gaming franchise of all time. So, yeah.
He did.
Peace out to him. Thanks for all the Vigi games. Have fun with your retirement.
Yeah, bye, buddy.
Next one is Phantasy Star on. I was like, PSO? I was like, what's... But it's Phantasy with like a PH, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Phantasy Star Online 2. Closed beta.
Mm.
This month.
Whoa.
Sign up now.
What's the platform?
The platform is the Xbox One.
Damn. Well, don't got one of those.
Let me tell you the hoops you gotta run through. You gotta download the Xbox Insider Hub app.
What?
And then you gotta go into the store and search for it.
What?
Yeah. As of this recording, which is February 5th, the closed beta starts on the 7th at 5 p.m. So you have 2 days.
Well, fuck that.
I also got to hook up my Xbox One, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't got one.
Did you buy a light of that?
The Xbox One
S? Or the super version?
No, I got rid of all my things at once for the Pro.
Oh, yeah.
PlayStation Pro.
I still have my original Xbox One with the... HDMI pass-through, so I can use it as a TV box.
Mm.
It was a useful TV box for a while.
It was.
That's a cool feature.
It was.
I liked it.
I can't wait for the new one.
I kind of don't want to get rid of my Xbox One, though.
I want the Xbox X.
You want the computer?
Yes.
Okay. You can just buy a PC. I can help you build a PC.
But I can't tell people that I have an Xbox X.
I guess not.
Right. That's half the fun of owning the Xbox
X. I guess. So those were... Oh, there's one more. PS5 has a splash page on the internet.
So, like, if I Google search PS5, I have a somewhere to go?
You have a website that has an image of the PS5 logo.
Fuck this thing.
Holiday 2020. Ugh. It's a thing. Ugh. But now we get into the realness. Wonderful 101.
That was a game.
Indie darling on the Wii U. Some would say one of now the only reasons to have a Wii U still.
There's like that and Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just those two now.
That's about it. Unless you want to go play Monster Hunter Tri or 4 Ultimate on the console.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No.
You sure?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure.
All right. So, yeah, Wonderful 101. It's a game. It's by Platinum Games. People loved it. Nobody bought it because it was on the Wii U. So Platinum Games has decided, hey, we own the rights to that shit. Just like we own the rights to Bayonetta 1 and Vanquish. We're releasing that shit everywhere. Let's do it with this through Kickstarter.
Yeah.
So Wonderful 101, as of now, has been on Kickstarter for 2 days. And they had a pledge goal of measly, after conversion, $65,857 Canadian.
Oh.
So that's nothing.
Okay.
You cannot port a game for that much money.
No.
That's, no, I don't know why they set that goal so low.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. It's been 2 days. I want you to guess where the Kickstarter is at for Wonderful 101 Remastered.
So their goal is
66,000, let's round up. So $66,000 Canadian. They're planning, or they want to release it on the Switch, the PC, and the Wii, or sorry, the Wii U, and the PlayStation 4.
Okay, they're at 2 million.
Almost. They're at $1.8 million.
Wow.
In 2 days.
Really? There's that many people who want this shit?
There is apparently 21,183 people who want this video game. I am very surprised.
I am so surprised.
Because I bought that game when it came out. And it's good.
No one else bought it.
And no one fucking played it. I don't think 20,000 people bought the original game.
You are right.
I don't know if 21,000 people bought a Wii U.
No. No. That's too many people.
That's too many people. Yeah, so it's very surprising. I'm happy that Wonderful 101 is coming back. I'm going to back it cuz I didn't learn my lesson with Shenmue 3.
No, you did not.
I did not. Or the fact that I backed that sweary game,
Oh my god, yeah, I forgot about that.
I backed that too.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm going to keep
have fun.
Japanese developers, I guess. And getting my games in 4 years.
Yep.
So yeah, Wonderful 101's a video game. If you want it, kickstart it. If you want the fancy shit, it's all gone. People have already bought all like the $5,000 tiers. Like, my favorite thing about this Kickstarter, though, almost all of the upper tier pledges, one of the rewards is get blocked by Hideki Kamiya.
Wow. That's some like BDSM shit.
That's some masochism right there.
Oh,
that's
man.
Also like the deepest cut.
Yeah. Wow. Some people.
Next up, we have, what do I want to start with? Let's do this one. Evolution Championships 2020. You may have been like, but Anthony, Evo already happened. And you'd be right, because Evo Japan happened a couple weeks ago.
Did.
But Evo proper, Evo America.
You mean Evo Prime.
Evo Prime is happening.
Okay.
And here are the official games.
Okay.
For this thing. Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that's right.
Ultimate.
That's the one.
Dragon Ball FighterZ Z.
I approve.
Tekken 7.
Okay.
Soul Calibur 7.
I'm liking what I'm hearing. I'm liking what I'm hearing.
Street Fighter 5.
Huh.
Samurai Showdown.
Really?
That's the realest fighting game.
Really?
Under Night Inbirth EXCL-R.
Well, we gotta have an anime fighter.
You gotta have
an anime fighter.
What if I told you there was more anime fighters?
What?
In the form of Grand Blue Fantasy Versus. They put in the Grand Blue Fantasy game.
Why?
I don't know, but it's an Arc Systems game that had a lot of clout behind it, I guess. Like, a lot of people wanted to play it.
Really?
I guess so. I don't know.
Smash is the headliner.
No. So I think, like, because it's a official licensed Capcom tournament, they have to have Street Fighter as the headliner through contractual obligation.
Okay.
There's one more game, though.
Okay.
And I want you to take a stab. I want you to just, like, throw shot in the dark. What do you think this last game is? And I'll tell you, I'll give you a hint. It's not Melee. Because Melee is no longer on the tournament scene, and we can all rejoice because that game is garbage.
Okay. There's one more fighter.
There's one more fighting game. Shot in the dark. You've played it before.
Have I? I've played it before?
Yeah.
Shit. Because I was going to say Mortal Kombat, but I've
Mortal Kombat 11 is not the game.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, I haven't played that game, but if I've played it before, this is different then.
Uh-huh.
Shit, because I haven't played many fighting games in a while.
Think about the past.
How past?
Think in the past. Think how in the past. Think of when Canada had arcades.
When Canada had arcades?
Yeah.
How old is this game?
Say you wanted to go for a ride.
Oh no, baby! No!
They brought back Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is a main stage Evo game.
Oh my god!
Because it is the 20th anniversary of that video game.
Okay.
And I'm so fucking hyped. Okay. Because that game is broken as fuck.
No, it is. That game's fucked up.
That game is fucked. Yo, you thought Dragon Ball FighterZ was fast? You guys ain't seen shit.
Oh, man.
I can't wait for the younger esports generation to watch people play Marvel 2, because it's fucking wild.
I'm just ready for that Mango Sentinel.
That Mango Sentinel. Fuck the Knicks. Fuck the Knicks. Oh, that video's so good. I was so surprised. I'm so happy.
Okay.
Next up. Ocarina of Time speedrun record has been broken.
Sure.
I think a couple years ago we were watching speedruns. They're somewhere around like 20 minutes, half an hour.
Yeah.
And we're all like, holy shit, they like beat Queen Goma and then they wrong warp to the final boss and all the stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The Ocarina of Time speedrun in the year of our Lord 2020 is now under 10 minutes.
I've seen the video.
Yeah, I showed you the video. TJ, I gotta show you this after if you haven't seen it yet. Okay. It's dumb.
Oh, man. The way they cut that speedrun in half. Wow. You can't even describe it. You just have to watch it.
I don't even know if you watched it, you could describe it.
You're right.
That's the thing.
And then you just have to kind of accept it.
It's a thing that exists.
Yeah, and then... And
now we have to deal with it.
Like, wait. What?
So, what this trick uses, it's a thing called SRM, which means stale reference manipulation. It's a very broad term. It means a bunch of glitches that allows the player to overwrite the game's memory. It basically overloads it, and it makes the game, like, freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
Once that happens, you can perform a thing which has been done in speedrunning before. It's called arbitrary code execution.
Yes.
Which basically, through a series of seemingly random actions within the video game, because you've overloaded the memory, you're actually writing new code into the memory.
Mm.
And that's what happened in original Ocarina of Time speedruns, where you would wrong warp into the final battle. Basically, this guy does a series of code executions for like 3 minutes.
He does.
Walks into a house at Kokiri Forest, the first village of the video game, and warps to the end credits.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's so stupid. And I love it. I love that speedrunners are just destroying everyone's
childhood. What a dumb game.
It's fucking awesome.
What a dumb game. Okay.
I highly recommend the video. Go check it out. If I can... Who's the speedrunner? I forget his name. Let me look at it.
He's a man who had an energy drink.
I think it's Lozoots is the YouTube channel, at least, so that's probably his name. Lozoots. Just look up Ocarina of Time speedrun 10 minutes, and then you'll find
it. His name is Lozoots.
Yeah.
Legend of Zelda.
OOT. Oh. Zolozuts, Legend of Zelda OOT Speedrun. That's his name? His name is Legend of Zelda OOT Speedrun? Because it wasn't like, there wasn't shit in it, right? So I didn't think about it. Wow. It's blowing my mind, baby. Also, this guy's been on a rampage for like 3 weeks. 13 minutes, 12 minutes, 12 and a half, 11, 11 and a half, 9. Jesus. Good for him. But yeah, it's really stupid. But not as stupid as our final pick.
Oh, yes. Wow. This is how we're bookending our picks? Okay.
Fast and the Furious 5 had a movie trailer. T, did you watch this?
First of all, it's nine. Fast 9.
What did I say?
5.
It's 5 part 2. It's like 13 2, but it's...
Fuck off.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh.
The Fast Saga.
Fast 9, The Fast Saga has a trailer. And it's full anime.
What is this trailer?
It's full on anime.
No, it's so... You know what's so anime about this?
What?
It's 9 movies in.
That's the
9 movies in.
That's the most anime thing about it.
And suddenly Dom has a brother.
No, first off, let's peel it back. Dom is a kid.
No, but we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, gives the kid the necklace. He's all like, you know, this will protect you from what's to come. And it's like, oh, shit. What's coming? I thought it was over. It's been 8 movies. And then John Cena shows up.
And he ain't invisible.
He's Dom's fucking brother.
He's stronger, better, faster.
Or is he? Because he's always been living in Dom's shadow.
How? He's John Cena. He's way better. He's so much cooler. He's younger. And he reports to Charlize Theron with the edgy haircut.
Yeah, but Dom reports to his family.
Fuck the family. Fuck the family.
He reports to barbecues. They have everything in this movie. They bring back the mechanics from Tokyo Drift. They have jet cars. They have a stealth fighter with a magnet pickup to pick up a Mustang that John Cena is driving because he drives it off a fucking cliff. Multiple people jump out of windows and off of multiple story buildings.
Well, they gotta do what they gotta do.
And they're jumping onto like lorries and shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Is this franchise anymore?
I don't know.
I love it. But also I've been tricked. Because this is what I thought about when I saw Fast Hobbs and Shaw.
Yes.
Right? And I was like, that looks good as shit. And it was garbage.
It was.
It was a terrible
movie. I haven't even seen it.
Don't watch it.
Mm.
It's bad.
Mm.
So I've been burned before. I'm cautiously optimistic. But the thing that turned it around, baby. The big reveal at the end.
Yeah.
Hey, nice little clubhouse you got here.
Shit.
Fucking Han is back.
Man.
Old man Han.
He's back.
He's in Pog form.
Yeah. Sun Kang has decided to return.
How? How in the...
We saw him burn!
They killed him. They killed my boy.
They killed him in 2 movies.
Look what they did to my boy. Okay? They killed him in the third... I'm looking at the poster right now. I'm looking at the Tokyo Drift poster right now.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They killed him. In the best Fast and the Furious movie.
Wow.
All right?
You gotta stop saying that like it's this universal truth.
It is.
No.
2 is last, 3 is first, no. 1 is second, and the rest are somewhere in the middle.
No. No. No.
You know what DK stands for?
Donkey Kong.
No, it's Drift King. What do you mean Drift?
Such a dumb movie.
And so they killed him. They killed him in that one. And then they used my boy's death. They used his death to bring Jason Statham in 5. And they're like, you know what, Jason? Jason, you know what I did, Dom? I killed your best friend. And it's like, fuck, they killed my boy twice. I don't want to have to watch that again. What the fuck? And now he's just back. Now he's just here.
Baby's back, you know?
He's got the car and everything.
Yeah, he has the car.
The car blew the fuck up.
What if this is some sort of like...
This is a Mario 2 shit.
What if Fast 9 takes place in the past.
How though? Because Paul Walker's still dead and Dom has a kid.
That's secret. So that scene is the ending of this movie. And Han is the flashback to when he was still alive.
So you're... But he's old. They didn't digitally de-age him. They just made him old.
Or...
The trailer's a fake out.
It's a look.
It's a look.
It's a look.
It was big in the 80s.
You know?
They use the bridge rope as a swing line.
Spider-Man, baby.
They Spider-Man a car.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
How does it have enough strength to keep the car?
You got to do what you got to do.
It's a rope.
Steel rope.
No, it's a Cayman Islands. It's a Tomb Raider style. Nathan Drake walked across that bridge and broke the shit out of it before.
Well, it works.
That car is all carbon fiber. Like, every aspect of that car is carbon fiber.
That the part of the trailer you're going to question? That's the part where you're like...
You know what? Jet magnet planes, I can believe.
Okay.
John Cena being a master thief, ultimate soldier, walking killing machine. You know, I believe it. He's probably that in real life.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong.
You know what? I can't see him, so I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's why he's the master thief, because no one can see him.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But Tarzaning a car across two islands.
That's where you draw the line.
That's where I draw the line.
Okay.
What is this movie?
I'm glad we've established that. Okay, great. Great.
Dude. You know what? You know what's inside the cross? Mm. The drill of power.
Oh my god!
What if the cars combine like Voltron? What if like, you know the shitty car with the jet engine they have?
Yeah.
What if that one gets eaten by a bigger car, and that one gets eaten by a bigger car, and they have like all these stages of cars, and then they're fighting in space in the universe. And
then my friend, what we have there is a movie.
Yeah. Then they're throwing big bangs at each other.
Yeah. I hope that's how the series ends or the franchise ends.
There's
like, they gotta go to space.
They gotta go to space. Yeah. Fast 10. We're driving on the moon.
Yeah, that's,
it's gotta be.
Yeah, it's gotta be right.
Gun battles on the moon.
Wow, that could be fun.
Gran Turismo went there.
Yeah, they sure did.
Why can't Fast and the Furious?
Okay, well that's it. The Fast Saga.
No, okay, that's the only way this movie can get better.
What?
You know how he jumped off the thing and it was like a jet car?
Yeah.
Or a jet plane with a magnet thing? What if they make a car that's like a Rush 2049 car? And it's got wings. It's got detachable wings. And he can like stunt the car to dodge missiles.
I'm down.
I'm down. You're down with Rush 2049, the movie?
Down. I'm down.
Yeah.
I think the only way the series can end is if they go to space and they get there.
And he drives a car back into orbit.
And like... He's, but you know, like when you go back there, it gets all red and shit.
Yeah.
Paul Walker comes back.
Oh my God.
and he saves him with a spaceship.
I think they're just going to rip off the ending to Redline.
You think so? Yeah. Where everything explodes.
Well, they're going to put the pedal. They're going to put the pedal through the metal and then they're going to, what's that? The Sistine Chapel painting.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel's gonna reach out to Paul Walker and they're gonna almost touch fingers. And while the explosions and cars and shit are happening around them, movie ends.
So you think it's just a tasteful ending to Paul Walker?
Yeah, just to put him in the fucking 16th Chapel mural.
Okay. Checks out.
So stupid.
We're good.
So stupid.
Sounds wonderful. All right, that's it for Picks of the Week.
It's so dumb.
Let's talk about our week, shall we?
Can we top that?
I don't think so, no. But I'll go quickly.
Go.
I watched that whole season of season two of Sex Education.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Okay.
That's
it? That's all you got? No valuable lessons to be learned? No awkward stages?
Nothing that I don't want to spoil.
Okay.
talk to your parents, kids. Talk to them about your feelings.
Assuming you have okay parents.
Yes. They're not going to. And even if they're not okay, just tell them.
Just, you know what the safer choice is? Talk to your doctor.
I didn't mean about that, but okay.
Yeah. Or like talk to your, like if you can't talk to your parents, talk to your like student advisor.
Yeah.
Right? Like in your high school or some shit.
Don't make your boyfriend go buy the day after pill. He can't buy it.
Really?
You have to have a vagina.
That's sexist.
Well, the pharmacist also has to ask you a couple questions.
Like?
Like your current health state and stuff before they can give it to you. No. No.
Voluptuous.
Use a condom. We all know this one.
Yeah, that's the pro tip. That's the pro-est tip.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Some sort of contraceptive. Have fun.
Be safe.
If you're gay, douche your ass. And then,
yeah, you got to enema that shit. You don't want to be pooping on people.
So, it's the whole thing. If you don't know, ask a friend. You know,
show you the ropes.
More or less. Yeah.
Wasn't that in Zach and Miri Make a Porno?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. They do anal, but she doesn't do the enema beforehand.
So yeah, that's fun stuff.
The poop part?
Yeah,
I don't know what you're into.
Sure.
Jesus.
I don't think I think. What else did I do this week? I can't remember. Anthony, what did I do?
I don't know.
I drunk at work.
You got drunk at work.
Yeah.
You told some guy, if you asked some guy who the fuck his dad.
Yeah. That was work. What did I do this weekend? Oh, nothing. No, really. I built a Gundam this weekend.
What did you build?
A Gundam.
What Gundam?
00 Sky Infinity. No, 00 Infinity Sky Heavy Weapon System Trans Am.
That's a lot of words.
Yeah.
Second question, follow-up question.
Yes.
When's the review? when can we expect the upload?
Here's the thing.
I don't wanna.
I built it with somebody. It's at her house. I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, so you take it back.
And no, it's hers now. So, I got off.
So you're telling me it's a guest review?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I also built the other couple of them, but that's for later.
Okay.
Those ones you might actually see on the YouTube.
On the YouTube?
You might.
Okay.
No promises.
I might, but it'll be like a private listed video.
It'll be unlisted. I'll send you the link.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That was it?
Yeah, that was my whole week.
Wow.
It's pretty chill.
Boring.
Yeah.
I play Path of Exile.
Oh.
A lot.
Oh, back to this.
I'm level 90 now.
But for a while.
So I went, I spent some money.
No. No!
I spent some money on Path of Exile because I was playing it so much. Let's just say,
how much money?
Oh, like $30. Let's just say I bought all of the premium stash tabs.
You just bought them.
Yeah. Because you get 5 stash tabs, right? But they're just regular ass stash tabs. You just store things in it. That's boring.
Yes. Clearly.
It's boring. So I bought the Primo stash tabs, where it automatically sorts all your currency. It automatically sorts all your maps. And I had some money left over, and I upgraded one of my stash tabs to a premium stash tab. So there's premium currency stash tabs, which are separate. They're its own custom stash tab. But then you can have premium stash tabs, which are just a normal stash tab. But here's the kicker. You can make your tab a different color. You can name it something. But the real selling point here is that you can list items on the auction house.
Oh, yes. You were telling me about this.
From that tab.
Yeah, and then it can automatically be taken in and out.
In and out. You can price it however you want. Real pro players, streamers, they have multiple stash tabs, which are quad stash tabs. They're the size of 4 stash tabs in one. And then each page is like this. Everything in this page, this price. Everything in this page, this price. And then they trade. It turns out I had some shit that was worth some money. And I got a lot of money.
Whoa.
And I was able to almost complete my build. I got this new item called Impulses something heart. I forget. It's a chess piece, 6 link. I'm crushing it. The main thing here is that when an enemy dies with an electric skill, which is all I kill with, it explodes and deals 50% of its maximum health as damage, electricity damage, to surrounding enemies. So now when I walk into a mob, everything disappears. Whoa. And it's fucking awesome. The problem I'm having now is that I have trouble with survivability during boss fights.
Oh.
And I don't know why. Because I'm on the tankier side. I have almost 5,000 health. It's a lot. I have all of my elemental resistances maxed out. 75 cap. I'm all there.
Yeah.
And I'm still getting murked by some of these bosses.
Yeah.
And what I've learned from reading online is that it turns out the best defense is an unstoppable offense.
Yeah.
And so what you want to do, apparently, is you want to have all those resistances. You want to have that life. So in case you do get hit, you're not just getting insta-gibbed.
Yeah.
Right? But the problem here is I'm just not killing people fast enough. So they're getting more time to kill me.
Oh, I see.
Right? To use their moves to,
wonderful,
to do whatever. So now I got to reorganize a bunch of different shit. And I have to figure out what I need to do to insta-kill bosses with my build. Or if my build can even do that.
Shit, man.
Yeah. So I got to buy a whole bunch of stuff for with like attacks, less defensive options, more attack speed, more crit multipliers, damage buffs and stuff like that. Yeah, the grind never ends, man. The grind never fucking ends.
Okay, so this was your whole week.
No, actually.
Oh.
Death Note released a one-shot.
Manga?
Yeah. The creators of Death Note released a new chapter.
After the events of Death Note.
Yes. Ryuk is back.
What?
Yep.
Hit me with it.
Ryuk has a new host, a new guy that he's trying to use the Death Note.
Shinigami?
Yeah, basically.
Oh.
But here's the thing. This is post light, post L. so people are on high alert. The guy he picks, he actually thinks that, was it Light? Yeah, he thinks that Light is actually a hero. Well, everyone in their ethics class teaches him as a villain.
Oh. Right? Chaotic.
Very not good.
Okay.
And Ryuk comes to him and he's like, hey, I want to give you this book. And he's like, wow, that's the book. That's the book.
That's the Death Note.
That's the Death Note. Here's the thing, though.
It's not.
I don't want it.
Oh.
He makes a deal with Ryuk to come back in 2 years. And that's when shit gets wild.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's 88 pages. I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, that's a big...
It's a graphic novel.
Oh!
It's not a light novel. It's a graphic novel.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the manga. So it's fantastic art, really politically cutting storyline.
Mm.
There's a twist in it that is, let's just say
that's nice.
It is politically cutting.
Okay.
But it's a very interesting twist on the Death Note formula.
Cool.
I really enjoyed it. Fantastic. Cool. I think you can read it currently for free on Viz Media's website.
Okay.
Fully translated. Just go there.
Mm.
Read it. It's a quickie.
Hotness.
And then the last thing I did is I've been playing the Legends of Runeterra beta.
Okay.
The Legends of Runeterra beta is the League of Legends card game.
Oh, I knew it sounded familiar. Yeah. Okay.
This is their answer to Hearthstone.
Yes, of course.
And I'm in the beta because I hear they're giving out hella shit.
Yeah.
And they are. They're giving you tons of packs, tons of cards.
Okay.
And all that stuff. This game's cool. I like this game a lot.
Yeah.
How it works is like you build your deck around champions and interactions with those champions. But I think everyone knows how to play a TCG. You play a card, it does some stuff. But the difference in this one is you kind of have like a bench, like almost like a Pokemon bench, where you have cards in your hand and then you have cards in your bench.
Yeah.
When you play the card from your hand, it'll use up mana and then put it on your bench. But then you have to put the cards on your bench into the attack zone if you actually want to attack with them, right? So you have to, it's still declaring blockers, it's still declaring all that stuff.
Yeah.
But how it changes here is during turns, and I use turns loosely, everyone gets a turn. I don't know how to explain that any better. Basically, you're either on attack or on defense.
Yeah.
And if you're on attack, your turn just means you start first. Yeah. You started white on the chessboard. And if you're on defense, you're always reacting.
I see.
But the thing here is that every single time you play a spell, a creature, or whatever, it kicks it back to your opponent, who then gets a turn. It's basically acting out in Magic. They have called the stack, right? If I play a card, you have a chance to react to it while it's on the stack.
We.
And they're playing out the stack as a physical gameplay element.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's different spells that are fast spells. And those fast spells, your opponent doesn't actually get to react to, right? So you can play them anytime, but also they just resolve. But then there's slow spells that act like just normal plays and stuff like that.
I see.
The other mechanic here is that if you have any leftover mana within your pool when you end your turn, a maximum of 3 of that mana will go into a side pool.
Okay.
Which can only be used for spells.
Okay.
So you can have a maximum of 13 mana by late game.
Okay.
And but 3 of that you can only use on spells.
Yeah.
You can do wild combos and stuff. But yeah, it's really interesting because the whole game is about picking your champion, making a deck around that champion, and then trying to take down your opponent's champion.
Yeah.
And get their life total down to 0 like any other card game would.
Yeah.
I guess the reason I'm having a lot of fun with it is that so far I have gotten a lot of cards and a lot of decks that I can play around with for free.
Okay.
And I have felt no need to purchase cards. So that's nice.
Well, this is the beta, right?
This is the beta.
Okay.
You can still buy cards.
And this will transfer over to the... And if you buy cards, this will carry over to...
I think it transfers over, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But I'm having a good time with it, with this card game. Cool. It's just very fast paced.
Cool.
It really encourages quick turns, and I don't know. It seems very beginner friendly. The whole mechanic of visually showing you the stack as a gameplay mechanic, very smart, because it kind of teaches you immediately the basics of card games.
I understand.
Right. So
I get it.
I think this is a very good entry level card game. Like, cool. If you just want to get into it, as long as you have a League of Legends account or a Riot account, it's an open beta.
So it's cool.
Just get into it.
Sounds gangster.
It's fun.
Nice.
I like it. Other than that, that other day was Path.
And then Path.
And then I did homework.
And then Path.
And then Path.
Okay. At least you have your priorities.
And then today, or technically yesterday, I'm running on 4 hours of sleep because I was playing Path. Yo, Path is good.
It's been 3 weeks in a row you've discussed this game. We got that.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'll come back next week just in case.
All right. Just to make sure.
Yeah, just to make sure
that
you guys understand.
Fair enough.
That Path is...
I guess we do have to confirm.
That the Path is very good.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Great.
All right.
Is that it?
Yeah. I don't think I saw any movies or anything. Unless you want to talk about...
Sex, baby.
Oh, we can, I guess.
No.
Unless you want to talk about all the hot CDs I brought from the library.
No.
All right.
No, I really don't.
Because you know what Arthur said.
Fun's
not hard.
If you're making out hard.
If you have a library
card. Oh, that's the one.
If you have a library card.
Okay.
I'm sure you can make it out of the library, but...
That's the point of that song.
Yeah, but you need the card first.
Yeah, you have a library card, you go to the back section.
Or yeah, the private study.
And you fool around.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I have a library card.
Exactly.
That's why I had a library card.
But I actually used it to get CDs from the library.
Gay.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Good for you, I think. I
hope so.
All right. Till next week?
Yes.
Okay.
Bye. We gotta start up Anime Club again soon.
We do.